ages 3, seeing danger and death. What does that do to a mother's heart? Anybody want to have a baby in those times? Will that create anxiety as you're waiting for 9 months as this baby to be born? Is it a boy? Is it a girl? Is it going to live or is it going to die? I mean, there's plenty of things to worry about without that. A mother's heart was a little bit anxious. In verse 1, it talks about the mother of Moses and this Levite man. The first thing they did was they got married. They got married. Young ladies, do things God's way. What's that? And boys. Boys and ladies, yes. Do things God's way. Get married first. Then start your family. Doing things God's way produces favor in your life. Obedience to his commands, his laws produces favor in your life. Ladies, find a man that treats you like you're God's daughter. Men, young men, treat young ladies like they're God's daughter, because that's whose they are. Now, sometimes we think about Mother's Day and we think it only pertains to women, and Mother's Day in itself does, but the heart of a mother is much greater than that. Since the beginning of time, we as male and female were created in the image and likeness of God the Father, Jesus Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So we all have parts and identity pieces of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit residing inside of us. And yes, sometimes men are typically not quite as emotional as women. Like in my relationship, I'm typically the more emotional one. If somebody's going to cry first at a soppy movie, it's going to be me. My wife's tougher than me, okay? But that doesn't make me less of a man. I just have different pieces of the identity of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that flow through me. We all, as men and women, have those, and some are greater, and we try to narrow it down to, if you're a man, you do this in society. If you're a woman, you do this. That's not God's plan. That's a plan of man that diminishes who we are, because we are all created fully in the image and likeness of God the Father, Jesus Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we can reflect and show his identity however he calls us to from ourselves that reflects his glory and righteousness and favor. Verse 2, she became pregnant. Pregnancy is uncomfortable and it's prolonged. I've never been pregnant, just for the record. But I've talked to many women who have been and have said it's very uncomfortable and it can be very painful and bring on nausea and all sorts of things. And some are very complicated pregnancies. Our hearts endure hardship sometimes that are not just for a moment. Sometimes they're for a season. And they are prolonged. Christ doesn't promise us a perfect life. But he does say, in this world you will have troubles. And while you're having troubles, I'm not going to leave you. I'm going to be there with you. He promises to be with us through those hardships. The point of giving birth, the pain, the exhaustion. But then there's that moment when you see your child and all of that is forgotten. Or at least I've heard. In our spiritual lives, we have those same struggles and hardships that we've got to push through, and we've got to birth something new in our lives, and we've got to bring new life to a place that didn't have it before. And it's a process. I wish God would just like drop down the easy button and we could go, easy, done. But no, it's a process that we have to work through inside of our hearts sometimes that isn't that pleasant. Let's do it again. Take me to a new level in you, Christ Jesus. Then we get to the point where it's to protect. We protect what God has given us and entrusted to us. We have to stand there and protect. Verse 3, it comes to the point she can no longer hide her child. It's like, what do we do? Like, if we expose him, like, the answer is death. Like, the Pharaoh's put out the order, kill male children. You know, second best option, put him in a basket and send him down the Nile. Now, the Nile's not nearly as pleasant as the Clearwater River. The Nile is huge. It's miles wide. It's filled with crocodiles and hippos and all sorts of other big creatures that walk along its banks that tend to look at us as food. This is dangerous. This is hard. And she's getting ready to release her child, her gift from God, to the river. Can you see what her heart's doing right here? If I keep him, he'll surely die. If I send him, he might have a chance. But the odds aren't good. She has to exercise her fear or her faith in this moment. What's she going to give in to? I believe she released her child in the river into the hands of God. I think she had faith. I think she had trust. So God, here we go. Verse 4, the sister, she watched, she waited. Sometimes when you release something to God, as soon as it almost gets out of our reach, we want to grab it back, right? Whoa, wait. But when you release something to God, you need to sit and be still and know that he is God and let him take care of the matter. When it becomes too big for you to handle and out of your control, you can release it to God. Say, Father, I trust you. I believe in you. I'm going to sit and be still before you. That's sometimes a hard part as a parent. Verse 5, there's this uncertainty. What will happen? The Pharaoh's daughter has spotted the baby. Her dad put the all call, kill all the male Israelite children. She's now found the baby. What's going to happen? There's some uncertainty when we deliver something to God and trust him with it. What's really going to happen? What's really going to take place? Are you really who you say you are? Are you going to, like the song we sing, are you going to do what you said you'll do? And we have to put our faith and our trust on the line. What will happen? And then relief comes. Pharaoh's daughter opens up the basket, sees the baby, and feels sorry for him and wants to take him in. She could have just as quickly exposed him to her father, said, found one of the kids, here you go. But no, she was moved with compassion and felt sorry for and took him in. In this moment, miracles are realized. God is working on my behalf. The daughter of the one who put out the decree is now taking in my child, my gift, and taking care of. Of course, the sister's right there, says, hey, would you want me to find one of the Hebrew women to take care and nurse this child? We have to be in the right position. Sometimes we have to sit still in the waiting to be aligned with the right position, to ask the right question in the right moment. She could have ran in and blundered it. She could have, oh no, he's going to Pharaoh's daughter. I better get him back. The whole time, I'm guessing Moses' mother is praying and seeking God's face. I don't think she just put him in the basket and walked away. So his sister asked the question. Pharaoh's daughter answers, yes, go find me a Hebrew woman to take care of this child. Hope is restored. There may be storms, there may be hardships in life, there may be unexpected things that arise in our life, from loss to death, tragedy, God is a restorer of hope. You might have to wade through a season that's not so fun. But know that God is a restorer of hope. He brings hope to the hopeless. He brings joy to those who are in mourning. He brings beauty from ashes. He replaces spirits of heaviness with garments of praise. That's the God we serve, regardless of what you see before you today. Verse 9, added blessing. Not only does Pharaoh's daughter say, "Will you nurse the child, your own child?" She says, "I want to pay you for it." She's now getting paid to raise her own child in her own house with the protection of Pharaoh, who ordered the child to be killed. God can turn about your circumstance to something good, regardless of how bad it looks. I really felt this week while I was preparing this that there are some people that need to hear that today. Maybe they're here in the building, maybe they're online. But you need to know today, no matter how bad your situation, no matter how awful, how wrong, how terrible it seems, God can turn it about for good. Trust Him with your situation. Give it over to His hands. Sit and be still and know that He is God. And He will do what is just. He will do what is right. He will see you through. God has supernatural intervention in store for you and I. We are not bound by this world or the laws of this world. But we answer to the kingdom of heaven. And we have all His supernatural ability and blessings and storehouse available to us. Verse 10. Of course, the boy gets to a certain age. Pharaoh's daughter comes for him. She has to release her son again into the hands of Pharaoh's daughter to go be trained as an Egyptian, to grow and develop in all the ways the Word of God says as an Egyptian. So now he's trained as a Hebrew and an Egyptian. He's bilingual. This may have been very hard to do, but what looked like tragedy set Moses up for his future. His mother had faith. His mother had hope. I bet it was just like when she released him in the basket, like, "I'm putting him back in your hands, God. I've trained him in the way he should go, and now I'm trusting you with him." Kind of like we did today with these seniors. They've been trained in the way they should go. Now we're releasing them. It's kind of scary, but also exciting. But if you've raised them in the way they should go, the Word of God says they will not depart from it when they are old. We have to do our part now and know that we've done it well. And when we release them in faith and hope, there are restored futures. Moses went on, of course, we know, to lead the Israelites across the Red Sea, through the desert. Maybe you don't know that story, but you can read about it in the book of Exodus. But just remember, what looks like tragedy today can set you up for your future tomorrow. What looks unthinkable, unbeatable today can set you up for your future tomorrow. A mother's heart is tender and kind and broken and damaged and full of joy and happiness and full of sorrow and pain. And it's a roller coaster ride. And as long as you love, that's never going to change. Because people will fail you. And this is for all of our hearts, not just mothers, right? We all have a heart. We're all made in the image and likeness of God. But walking through those highs and those lows and knowing that God is still good, God is still faithful, God is still constant in every one of those moments. He is with us and he is for us, and we can turn to him regardless of what's going on in our life, in our current situation, and fully feel your feelings. God gave us emotions on purpose to fully feel, that we may fully know and understand his heart toward us. God's heart breaks for us. It's in sorrow for us at times. Arby, what are you doing? Seriously? Come on. He weeps when we weep. And his heart is excited and joyful toward us in moments. It's like, yes, finally, Arby, you did it. He celebrates with you and he mourns with you. Know that about your God today. Whatever you're experiencing, whatever you're going through, there is hope. There is joy at the other end. Or if you're in those moments now, there could be some hard things. I hope not. I pray not. But there could be some hard days ahead that you need to weather the storm well. You need to put your faith and trust in God and be still and know that he is faithful, he is just, and he is true. Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you, Lord God. God, for your word. God, that guides us as a compass. God, that keeps us pointed toward truth. God, and how you tell us to govern our lives, how to, God, act, how to speak to others, how to interact. God, you give us great instruction and direction through your word. God, also through your Holy Spirit and fellow believers. And Father, we thank you for the many ways that you are reaching to us and your kindness and your love leading us to repentance. Father, we thank you that you are gracious and kind. Father, we thank you that you are generous and forgiving. God, we ask that you would, God, meet every individual here today, every individual watching online. God, that you would meet them in their moments of hardship. God, that they would know you were with them and you care for them. God, that you would meet them in their moments of celebration. God, that they would know that you celebrate with them. And Father, I ask, whatever they're encountering, God, that they would turn to you. God, that whether in thanks or whether request, God, that they would lift their voices to you. God, seeking you as the Lord, the Creator. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I'm going to ask Kirsten to come forward, please. She has no idea this is happening. Kirsten is one of our workers and volunteers who, for decades now, has served faithfully and gives of her time, her talent, her abilities, always, and would never ask for anything in return. And we just want to say that we love you and appreciate you today, Kirsten, all of your service and dedication to this body. She is of great value to our community, to our church body, and an amazing human being. And we just want to appreciate you today. Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you, Kirsten.